Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
When addiction takes control, getting help can change everything. Parkwood Behavioral Health System offers compassionate, evidence-based addiction treatment for adults right here in Mississippi. Take the first step today. Visit parkwoodbhs.com. Healing starts here. With limited exceptions, physicians are not employees or agents of this facility.
What's up? Welcome in on this Thursday night. This edition of the Rugby Report podcast. My name is Michael Borky. Always glad that you are with me. If you have put this on while the draft is going on, I appreciate you. I made an executive decision. I was going to wait until after the first round, but even though it's moving much faster, kudos to the NFL. There is actually a little bit of pace to it, even though ESPN is taking way too long to announce the picks. I mean, they are two picks behind the actual process in terms of showing it, but still, it's moving faster. I didn't want to be up super late tonight, to be honest with you. And so we're just going to go ahead and go live now, because the premise of tonight's podcast, and this is going to be a shorter one. It has to be a shorter one. To be honest with you, I'm not feeling that great. And I've been taking DayQuil and stuff yesterday, all day yesterday and today. I've got to feel good for two reasons. Number one, we will be at Double Decker tomorrow. Brian Haydad and myself will be on the square for the radio show from 3 to 6. Come say hello. I would love to meet you guys and say, hey, we will be in between Nielsen's and City Hall. That alley, I don't know what they call that alley, but that alley between City Hall and Nielsen's on the square, that's where we will be. Come say hello to myself and Brian Haydad. I would love to meet you guys. And then also this weekend, we're going to New Orleans for the Zurich Classic. So I got to get my rear end in gear here and start feeling better. So if it's a little bit shorter tonight, please forgive me. But I'm so glad that you guys are here. We will talk draft tonight. As I was watching the draft, I was thinking about something, because Ole Miss is not going to have a player selected tonight. Now, they're going to have guys picked. It's going to happen. Dejon Stribling, I think, is going to come off the board first. And then we'll see what happens after that. But nobody tonight, nobody in the first round. And I think that is actually a good sign for the 2026 season. I'll explain here in just a second. I want to invite you to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Just search the name and subscribe. And if you like what you hear, leave a rating and a review. Also, right here on YouTube, leave a like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. I would really appreciate that. And this edition of the show is brought to you by Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They've got everything you need literally under one roof. If you are doing some home improvement, they've got like refrigerators and stuff like that. All the home improvement stuff that you need. They've also got anything for the yard. I mean, anything from like statues and stuff to feed for your animals. Anything you need for your farm, for your yard. They've got great fishing gear, clothes, boots, and shoe options that are outstanding. The cheapest beer in town, but most importantly, the best selection of John Deere mowers and tractors in North Mississippi. And they're trying to get rid of them for you. And you only have 7 more days to take advantage of these deals right here. 0% for 36 months on all commercial mowers. Again, it's all John Deere at Scruggs in Saltillo. 0% 36 months commercial mowers, 1.9% for 36 months on all John Deere Gators, and for the big stuff, the heavy lifting, 0% for 72 months on compact tractors and select 5 series. Offers valid for another week. Go by and see Scruggs in Saltillo, 3575 Tom Watson Drive. They have what you want for less, and when you go, tell them that it was me that sent you there. Don't forget to tell them that it was me. It's very important that you tell them that it was me that that sent you there. All right, so random draft take, and then we'll get to your comments and we'll get out of here. Ole Miss is going to have players selected. Dejon Stribling, Xavien Harris, Trey Wallace, et cetera, et cetera. Guys are going to get selected from Ole Miss in this draft. Both Diego Pounds. Pounds is definitely going to get picked, I think. We'll see if Jaden Williams gets selected. There's going to be some guys that go. But tonight, I think, is a really good indicator of what Ole Miss has in 2026. Today is a good sign, which kind of runs counter to what you think. you know, you want to have a big draft night. Look at what Ohio State's having right now. Ohio State is getting all of the draft picks tonight. And usually you want to have a big draft. It's a sign of a healthy program and a sign of a very successful one, obviously. But what's most important to me right now in our conversations is what the 2026 team is and what this season's going to look like. And you had an Ole Miss team that won 13 games a year ago, was a ball in the air away from going to the national championship game, and none of those players, none of the players from that team that can or will be first-round picks are gone. Now, that matters. I'm not saying DeJohn Stribling's not a loss because he was great for Ole Miss this season. I'm not saying that you wouldn't rather have Pounds back at left tackle and Williams back at right tackle. I'm not saying those things. Those are good players, and I'm not dismissing their ability. But when you look at this past Ole Miss team, who were the first-round type players on that team? Will Eccles, obviously. If he has another season like the one that he just had, he will be a first-round pick in next year's draft. I mean, I really like Kiwon Lacy. I think that another year like the one that he just had, and he also will be a candidate, if not the first running back off the board in next year's draft, and he will be a first-round pick. And there's a handful of other candidates that could be that as well. It's more of a stretch on these guys. Like Trinidad Chambliss, I think, can be. It is a very loaded quarterback class. Deuce Alexander can be, but wide receiver is usually stacked. Cam Franklin can be. Like, there's guys that can be. Santarian Perkins can be. But by and large, the first-round caliber players from last year's Ole Miss team are all back. What a great sign that is when you had a team that reached the level that they reached and you don't have a mass exodus of first-round talent. All of the first-round talent that they had are right back on that team this year. Next year's draft is going to be super interesting for Ole Miss, barring health, knock on wood. But I was sitting here watching the draft and thinking, you know, Ole Miss has a lot of guys on this team that can be that, but they're still on this team. Very interesting stuff. And usually when you have a season like the one Ole Miss had, you're going to have an exodus of guys. You're going to have first-round picks. They had the number two defense in 2024, and it translated to first-round picks. Not this past season, not this year. That is a really, really big deal for Ole Miss. So there's your groggy thoughts on the draft. I see a lot of your comments. We'll get to those after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Logan Smith Shelter Insurance, 601-823-3500 for auto, home, life, or insurance for your business anywhere in Mississippi. And even if you have insurance, even if you have it, what's a five-minute phone call gonna hurt? Probably not at all, right? So go by and see Logan Smith Shelter Insurance at 601-823-3500. He will take care of you for all of your insurance needs anywhere in Mississippi. And don't forget to tell him that it was me that sent you there. First comment, I used to be excited about watching the draft, but now it's like watching paint dry. See, I got a completely different vibe from that tonight. Now, this is a draft that generally didn't have a whole metric ton of hype going into it. Everybody knew who the first quarterback was going to be off the board. It was not a surprise. There was no drama there. And the only other quarterback that was expected to go in the first round was surprising, but at number 13. There wasn't a whole lot of in this draft, but still, I mean, the pacing of it, the 8 minutes between picks I liked, and man, I find myself still really enjoying it as an NFL fan, not just of a team, but, you know, I'm an NFL fan. I find myself really enjoying watching this process. It's fun, especially when it's April and there's not a whole lot of football going on. Spring practices are winding down, if not over. We don't even have a spring game for Ole Miss. Mississippi State had a practice for a spring game. They didn't really have a game. So it's nice to have football stuff to talk about and consume. So thoughts on the Saints wide receiver pick? I don't like it, honestly. And now that I said that, he's going to turn out to be great. he's injury prone or has an injury history anyway. And I think that this wide receiver class is too deep to pass on downs to pick him. I mean, I get the need, right? I'm not overly disappointed with the selection. They need wide receiver help opposite Olave. I mean, this offense has a chance to be really explosive. Getting your young quarterback a weapon makes sense, right? It's the pick makes sense. I don't like passing on downs to get to this pick. A receiver that's had hamstring issues when I think you needed defensive help more. But again, young quarterback in his second year, you added a weapon, and I'm not super jacked up about it, to be honest with you. I would have liked to have seen them go downs and then find a receiver in the second or the third with this deep receiver class, but oh well. Stripling could be a great value pick, has so many intangibles and really showed it all late last season. And that, see, that's a guy that I'm talking about here where he could have been there for the Saints in the third. And how much better really is Tyson than him? I don't know that answer. Maybe it's a lot. I don't think there's going to be a Caleb Downs comparable player available in the second or third, but I do think you could have gotten a guy that can do a lot of the same things that Tyson can in the second or third, and Stripling is one of those guys. So, not a draft expert. Any reason why Trey Wallace is not projected to be drafted by many places? He was an excellent receiver. I mean, look at his Sugar Bowl performance. Yeah, didn't test well. And I think the concern was might not be physical enough, were the two things. But yeah, I mean, he was a really productive college player. Seems like they let better players leave in the portal and picked up lesser players in return. You're going to have to show your work on that one. I don't quite see what you see when it comes to better players leaving. And I mean, especially at wide receiver and linebacker, for sure. They have upgraded. I mean, Prince Will would be one. I think they're going to be better against the run at that spot. They may not have 9 sacks from Purchase or Maldonado, but I think you're going to be better against the run at edge. So I don't quite see it the way you do. Next year's draft, if you told me 3 players on the Ole Miss football team are going in the first round, would you be surprised? A little. 3's a little high, but not like totally shocked, right? I would bet on 2 right now. I would bet on 2. But I'd be like, oh, yeah, like, here, okay. Would I be surprised? A little. Shocked? No. But can I see the path to that? Yes, if that makes sense. Looking at next year's quarterback class, along with how Trinidad is typically graded, he would fall far down the list. Yeah, I mean, there are things that, at least according to the feedback that he got during his waiver process, there are things that he cannot fix, essentially. But, I mean, you heard it with the response when Ty Simpson got picked, is the number of starts at this level concerns NFL people. They don't like it. They want more experience. And yes, I know he started at Ferris State, but it's different. They want more SEC experience. And I wouldn't totally count him out, but yeah. Wonder how Centurion Perkins would grade out with one more season left. And then the next one, Perkins would probably be hurt by his size. Yeah, it's hard to figure out what he would be at the next level. I mean, there's a reason that they asked him to do more true linebacker things. Also, he was good in that role last year. Instead of just trying to rush the quarterback every single play, he played more off the line of scrimmage and was really good in that role. He did a lot of nice things. In another season of that, maybe he can slip into a more traditional linebacker, but he's not an NFL edge. I mean, those guys are 6'6", 280 now, you know, and he's not that. So the position change-ish that he went through, the slight variation in his role that he went through, was good for him ultimately. But is AJ Brown a New England Patriot by the end of the weekend? It's June 1st, right, is when the new league year starts. So it won't be until then. It's something about his contract. I don't know. I don't understand all that, but apparently it's a June 1st thing that's happening. Any basketball news? Not really. At this point, you're wondering if they'll have enough players to have a team next year. There's still a whole metric ton of guys in the portal. There are. But it doesn't look good at the moment. And anybody that's telling you it's fine or, you know, trust, no, I think that you're fine to wonder what the hell's going on. Forgive my language. It doesn't mean the team's going to be bad. It doesn't mean they won't get good players. But right now, I mean, they are very clearly not a popular portal destination. They're not. And I can't believe that is the position that they find themselves in. But again, they won 12 regular season games last year. Three good showings in Nashville does not negate what a horrible season that they had. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how all of this happened. I mean, you can simply say, well, misevaluations or something. I mean, that it's more than just that. They've got a lot to fix, and right now they don't have the roster that is capable of fixing it. There's still time. They're still going to add a few more players, but it's not pretty right now. There's no other way to put it. It's not pretty. You and the fiance are going to meet the Rebels on Saturday. What are some do's and do nots? Oh, gosh, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it. I have no idea. It's been so long. Can you bring a helmet to be signed? I mean, I would assume yes. I would see no reason why not. I do, frankly, I do hope that they try to spot the autograph hounds, the people that just want to get them and then sell them, the non-fan. I don't know how you police that. That's probably really hard to do, but I wish, get there early would be the only thing that I would be able to comfortably tell you. Other than that, I have no idea. Always been a fan of Vrabel. Obviously, he was at the Titans for a while, but this has turned me against him. Just disgusting, man. Yeah, it is. All of it. But, you know, they have to answer to people that are not me, you know? Your fiance wants to give Trinidad a save the date for your wedding in July. I mean, just do it. Give it to him. He won't go, but just give it to him. If it's in Oxford, who knows? But that'd be kind of funny. He might sign it for you, at least. All the wide receiver picks tonight have been reaches. Yeah, I don't understand, really, the order in which they went. But Tyson's also a little bit of glass bones, paper skin situation. I'm concerned about that. Based on the pure projecting for the 26 team, how would you match them up against 24 and 25? So 24's team would have lined up defensively and played with anybody, right? They did that. I mean, they truly did that. And if they would have made the playoff, they'd have been a dangerous team because of how good they were defensively. I do think from a pure roster perspective, the 44 offense and defense, starters and backups, 26 is a more complete roster than 24 and 25. Doesn't mean they'll be a better team. I don't know. But I do think the roster is far more complete for 26 than 24 and 25. It's a more
the resources clearly were more balanced for this team than last year's team. Become rather convinced that a random selection of Twitter SEC burner accounts could crowdsource a better draft board than most NFL GMs. Some of these picks make no sense. I haven't refreshed my page here in a little bit. See if anything. Oh, wow. I didn't know this. Jordan Tyson's brother plays for the Cavs, was a first round pick. That's really cool. Let's see. Anything else happened that? Oh, the Cowboys went defense again. They needed that. Mezidor also got picked in the first round. Man, and think about what Ole Miss's offensive line did against those two guys, both of them first round picks. Good stuff. Concepcion went 24? Wow. Wow, there are a lot of people that thought he'd be available in the second. Man, guys, Stribling might go earlier than... That might mean something for Dejon Stribling. Because if Concepcion's going 24, watch closely tomorrow, I guess, is what we've learned now. Wow, I'm surprised by that. I'm really surprised by that. Sorry for those of you listening in podcast form. You've already seen all of this. You know this, but. You see any value in the quarterbacks left in the class? A bunch of average to trash. Yeah, no value at all. I would not take any quarterback left if I were an NFL team. And I say that, you know, Tyler Shuck goes 40 last year, and look at the Saints now. But no, I would not. I would just suck it up and wait till next year. At what point does the delusion of talent at the college level start to affect the NFL? It's a good question. It's more of a lack of development than anything else. That, like, the talent is still there. It's just a lot of these guys aren't staying in one place. But, I mean, also, you don't have as many guys reaching, right, declaring for the draft and getting picked super late and maybe not making a roster. A lot of guys are staying. I mean, in a past life, Trinidad Chambliss would be in this draft somewhere. But instead, he stays in school for a year and gets so much better. And so Trinidad Chambliss, when you're picking him next year, is a lot more sure of a thing than what you would be picking this year. I mean, guys that chose to stay. Santarian Perkins is another guy that, I mean, in a different era, probably just goes, but now he can get paid a lot and stay. So I don't know. It can go both ways. Any final thoughts on the baseball series this weekend? We're about to find out how elite this pitching staff truly is, right? I mean, it's explosive Georgia offense. Ole Miss is going to have to play really well. They are. And they're going to have to score some runs this weekend, too. The offense needs to continue whatever they figured out. But I do think they'll get two. Ooh, would you say 24's frontline 22 starters are better or worse than 26? I mean, defensively, better. I would take, and it's only been one season, I would take Trinidad over Dart. I would take Lacey over Parrish / Matt Jones. So that's a big deal right there. I don't know about the offensive line or the receivers either. That's tough. But I would take quarterback running back on offense over what they had in 24 easily. With all due respect to the great Jackson Dart, I would, if you made me pick here at Trinidad right now, I mean, you know, kind of just look. The evidence suggests one is at least a better college player than the other. Austin with the super chat. Thank you, man. Really, really appreciate you. Personally, I feel like this is the biggest baseball series of the year. Absolutely played better, but if they got two, then it's... If they got two this weekend, then it's legit. Yes, absolutely. You start talking about national seed if they get two this weekend. Top five quarterbacks in the SEC this coming season. Chambliss Manning. Is it Chambliss Manning Stockton? Chambliss Manning Stockton. I need to look at them. What is John Mateer? Chambliss Manning Stockton. Mateer Sellers. Reed Levitt, maybe? Keelan Russell's got a chance to be really good. I think Kamario Taylor's got a chance to put up a lot of numbers in that offense. They got some good receivers and running backs at State, too. That offense is going to score. I'm concerned about the lines of scrimmage on both sides of the ball for State. That's where they're going to be bad. And yeah. 2014, unfortunately, had Trey Harris hurt for most of the season. Yeah. Top five quarterbacks, Trent Arch Brown at Auburn, Stockton Reed. Ooh, I am so out on Auburn. And because I'm so out on Auburn, they're going to win the national championship. But I am very, very out on Auburn. I think they'll be near the bottom of the league. Longstreet might take it from Levitt. Hey, Dad, asked me to give a, like, off the cuff, like, no preparation, just boom, give me a bold prediction for each team in the SEC. And mine for LSU was Sam Levitt will not finish the season as the starter at LSU. But who knows? All right, guys, I got to run. I'm going to get some rest. I will see you in Oxford tomorrow. I really appreciate you being here. And yeah, come by and see us in Oxford tomorrow. 3 to 6 on the square between City Hall and Nielsen's. See you guys then. You'll have a good night.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.